Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Warmer temperatures are on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff is welcoming a review of police forces in the province by the Ontario Inspectorate of Policing in the wake of organized crime and corruption allegations that have recently rocked Toronto Police. Part of this review is expected to focus on accessing information data systems for personal inquiries. Vandegraaff says this review is about strengthening accountability, transparency, and public trust in policing.
These are seismic times, if you will, for policing in Ontario. Obviously, we're recognizing the bulk of our membership across Ontario as far as law enforcement are ethical, reasonable, and hard-serving individuals, but there are these instances where things need to be further examined, and I really encourage the Inspectorate of Policing to encourage that all police services in Ontario are doing their utmost to ensure public accountability and transparency.
Vandegraaff says Coburg Police have internal auditing processes, so if an officer is suspected of inappropriately accessing record systems, that can be checked. He adds that a vast majority of officers are ethical and strive to maintain public confidence every day. Gary and Susan Jewell of Grafton have made a nearly $24,000 donation to support student nutrition programs in Northumberland. Susan is a person described as being passionate about children and wanted her donation to make an impact on their lives. Kimberly Leadbeater, registered dietitian with Lakelands Public Health and chair of Northumberland Food for Thought, says nutrition programs help support students' growth.
We know that students arrive at school hungry for a variety of reasons, and being able to start their day with balanced meals and snacks consisting of vegetables, fruit, protein, whole grains is a fabulous start to their day.
The funds will be used to help bulk purchase nutritious foods, which are prepared each day by volunteers at each school. The Mobile Community Food Market makes its final stop in Grafton today. This is an opportunity for members of the community to purchase locally grown produce, raised meats, and prepared foods such as homemade soups and meat pies at a discounted price. Here, people can stay budget-friendly, being able to buy single items while supporting local farmers. The market will take place at St. Andrew's United Church from 2 to 3 p.m. In sports, the Trent Hills Thunder look to crawl back in their first-round playoff series with Frankfurt, being down 2-0 tonight. The Raptors host the Thunder, and the Blue Jays play the Yankees in spring training. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
As Canada stares down economic uncertainty, we're ready with a plan to protect Ontario. We're fighting to defend every job, building new nuclear facilities, speeding up approvals, diversifying our trade, bringing opportunity and good jobs home. Because this province doesn't just sit back, we build. That's how we protect Ontario. Learn more at ontario.ca/protectontario. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
It's been a long summer with so much junk in my garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal. What do you say?
Call him up now. He'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal.
When you're in doubt,
let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK. Edsjunk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, high minus 10. Periods of snow tonight, low minus 8. Flurries tomorrow, high of 1. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high minus 2. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.